You are listening to DK, written and produced by Colin Willard. Please follow us on all available platforms for more content. And now, enjoy the story.
Well, 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 Sleeping Beauty is awake. We're getting closer to Rockwell, so try and stay awake.
In recent news, this drug outbreak, as the government has been calling
hey,
it,
is what are you watching up there, Sarge?
The news? It's crazy. Now I understand why we're doing what we're doing. Here, let me rewind so you can watch.
In recent news, this drug outbreak, as the government has been calling it, is still running wild. There has been multiple reports of these drug addicts assaulting passerbys. One report even states that an addict ate a chunk off of a victim's arm.
Wait. They said one of those druggies ate a chunk of somebody? Christ, man. I see why they need military presence in the cities now.
Hey, I see the city skyline. Things seem pretty normal. Think there hasn't been much of an outburst here yet?
Hopefully.
In recent news, this drug outbreak, as the government has been calling it, is still running wild. There have been multiple reports of these drug addicts assaulting passerby. One report even states that an addict ate a chunk off of a victim's arm.
I woke up and got ready like any other day. The military had soon entered the streets of Rockwell, and the police force would yet again be fed up with more work. I threw on my windbreaker and holstered my pistol and prepared to leave my apartment. I walked out in my cruiser and got inside. I had to head to the station. Honestly, I hadn't gotten much sleep. I had stayed up most of the night trying to piece together the leads on the new drugs going around. I pulled out into the parking lot and into the streets of the busy city. God, traffic is horrible. It could be worse, I guess. What the hell? At that moment, I looked up and saw that a car had ran a red light, gotten hit, and it rolled further into the street. The driver that hit him seemed to be fine, so I rushed over to the car. As I ran, I noticed the driver crawling out of the window, his arm bone poking out of his elbow, and his body was full of glass and really cut up. It was terrible to look at, and I stood in confusion at how he was even moving. Sir! Stay still. I'll get you help. Just hang on as long as you can. I noticed at that point a crowd had gathered, seeing the brutal scene of the supposed dead man standing as if he hadn't even been hit. I've heard of adrenaline, and I had to wonder, how was he alive? I clearly knew that trying to get him help would be hopeless, but I still tried. Somebody help him! I have a radio in my cruiser! This is Detective Sean Bennett. I'm in downtown Rockwell on Queens Avenue. We need an EMS. This is a 1018. There's been a wreck. The victim is extremely injured. As soon as I heard the scream, I looked over to see the injured man perching onto one of the bystanders that was trying to help them. They pulled him in and I stood still from the shock of the scene before I rushed over and unholstered my gun. Everybody clear out! Back into your cars now! Stay with me! Stay with me!
Thank you.
When we arrived in Rockwell, there had been at least one or two other units there, all patrolling their own designated areas. Some patrolled small town Rockwell, some patrolled the main city, and we got stuck with the outskirts. After my guard duty was up, I slept in the Humvee for who knows how long. By the time I awoke, it was pitch black outside, the lights of the city being the only thing making the darkness slightly able to see through. I sat up straight and looked around, and as I awoke further, I heard sirens in the distance, and lots of them. Hey, Sarge. You up? Sarge. Damn it, where did he go? Sarge, you out here? I saw a figure standing outside one of the gas stations looking around for something on the ground. I thought it was the sergeant, so I walked over. Hey, Sarge, what's going on? Get off me, you crazy! Sarge! Anyone! Help!
For listening to Decay. Join us next time for the next installment. This has been your narrator, Arthur Pendry.
Sita Huber as Warren.
Harry Pitt as Sergeant Lee Graves.
Ahmed Badawi as Ali.
Robert Duncan as Nick.
Saraya Mills as Amelia.
I'm Michael King as Davey.